عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. And tonight we welcome our honorable guests, the honorable Muzaffar Siddiqui, who is the brother, younger brother, of our honorable Sheikh Muzammil Siddiqui, and also Haj Yasser Barakat and his daughter, who's sitting there in the women's section. Usually women, they sit on this side. They are equal, but because of the Nights of Qadr, we made special arrangements. We push them back temporarily, not permanently. They sit side by side here. Yeah, inshallah, after tomorrow Friday, they will restore their natural and God-given positions. And also we welcome Brother Ayad and Brother Muhammad and Ayad's wife also, she is with us. May Allah bless her. She is from Azerbaijan. So you can, Azer feels lonely. He's from Azerbaijan. But today, tonight you have someone to speak to. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. We have sent our apostles and messengers with clear proofs. وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان. We gave them the scripture. Each prophet has a scripture, a book, a holy book, revelations. والميزان, the balance. So that people would stand up for justice, live up for justice. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. And tonight, my brief talk is going to be about justice, al-adl. The hadith says, بِالْعَدْلِ قَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. How does this universe function? It functions because it is based on justice. If there is no justice in this universe, the universe would collapse. But because of there is justice, there is organization, there is no violation. Allah says in the Quran, لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Each, the sun, the moon, the stars, they have their own orbits, their own path. They don't stride out. They don't violate. See, sometimes we drive on the freeway. Some of us, they drive at speed of 60. Our brothers and sisters from China, you know. I hope you don't get stuck behind one of them, you know. Others, they drive at 80. People like me, sage, they drive 90 and above, you know. So we are different. We are different. Each one represents his own tradition, his own way of life. Allah says the sun and the moon, they have certain speed. Tonight sunset was 7:58. It's impossible, impossible that it would be 7:59, 7:58. And scientists can realize that and predict that 10 years before. 10 years before. They tell you today, June, what was it, June 6th? 7:58, Irvine's time, here, this location. And it remains forever. Next year, 2019, 2020, 2025, 2030, 7:58 sunset. Sunrise was 5 something, for instance, 45. Meticulous on time. Because this is the justice system. Justice system. They follow instructions. بِالْعَدْلِ قَامَتِ السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Therefore, God says the core of your religion and the theme of your religion and the essence of your religion is justice. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْعَدْلِ. We sent all those messengers and books and teachings and salat and prayers and fasting for one reason. People live up to justice, implement justice. They uphold justice. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. Because without justice, there is no human society. Look at what is happening now in many countries. Some of them are Muslim countries. People lost their homes, their apartments. People are living refugees in camps. They lost their children. They lost their future. They lost their health. They lost their dignity. Why? Because of injustice. Because of oppression. When there is oppression anywhere, there is no life, no future, no beauty. Everything disappears. But when there is justice, everything will be there. You will enjoy life. And therefore the hadith tells us, adlu sa'a, if you practice adl, justice, for 1 hour, khayrun min ibadati sab'ina sana. Better than worshipping 70 years, but with injustice, with corruption, with aggression, with disunity. What is the value of prayers when people are not united? They are not harmonious. They don't respect each other. They violate each other's rights. What the prayers is going to do for them, or the fasting? Adlu sa'a. When you implement justice for 1 hour, it's more rewarding than prayers and fasting, which has no value for 70 years. And then, my friends, justice begins with ourselves. I have to be just to myself before I would be able to implement justice with others. I have to begin being just and fair to myself first. How is that? It means that put yourself, to be just to yourself, put yourself in the rightful place, rightful position. Neither lower nor higher. Each one has a position. Don't put yourself lower. How do you put yourself lower? Listen to the Quran. Quran says, لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. When you reject God, you are lowering yourself. You are making yourself subhuman. When you reject God, it means the simplest meaning of polytheism and shirk and rejection of God, it means that you are not thankful. You are not thankful to someone who is doing everything for you. Here we learn in America, in Europe, something that I learned when I moved. Anything people do for us, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. See how many thank you we say per day? How many times you say thank you? But when it comes to God, some people forget to say thank you to God. God has given them everything. That God has given them life, has given them dignity, family, health, intelligence, everything. So when they disconnect with God, they are not ready. It means they are not ready to thank God. They may thank their fellow citizens, but when it comes to God, they don't thank Him. This is shirk. This is the meaning of polytheism. They lower themselves. Or if a person commits a crime or a sin, he or she are lowering themselves. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, don't follow your whims and your lust. Because sometimes when you follow your lust, for 1 minute, you're going to regret yourself for 50 years for something that you did. Don't we hear in the news every day there is a scandal? Someone who had good history, glorious history, because of sexual harassment, he touched someone, he lost his job, he lost his salary, he lost his reputation. Some of them commit suicide because a moment of weakness, a moment of a spiritual weakness. They follow their whims. I remember the guy who was at one time the chief of the CIA, General Petraeus. Remember him? He's a very decorated general in the army. He served in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and where. Then, you know what happened to him 3-4 years ago, or more, probably more. He was writing his biography, and the person, the journalist who was working with him, he had a relationship with her. And then the news broke. So when they asked him, why did you do this? I remember vividly. He said, it's a moment of weakness. Moment of weakness. He's a general in the army. He's very brave. They send him to the battlefields. But even this decorated general, a moment of weakness strikes on him. The shaitan is there. He could not survive. He lost his reputation. He lost everything. They took him to trial because he gave his password, his email password to his secretary. And they considered this is a, you know, national threat. So, moment of weakness, my friends, strikes. It makes us regret for the rest of our life. This is when we put ourselves lower. We don't know the value of ourselves. We lower ourselves. And sometimes people wrong themselves by putting themselves higher. He wants to be higher. He's not qualified for this job, for this position. He knows he's not qualified. He does not have the credentials, but he wants to be higher. And this is the case with many politicians. Many politicians, they know they are not qualified. They know they are not honest. They know their history is not clean. But he wants to be this, he wants to be that, he wants to be. This is also wronging yourself. You wrong yourself. Don't. So begin the journey of justice with your own self. When you are able to be just to yourself, you will be able to be just with others. But if you fail in upholding justice with your own self, you would never be able to be just with other people. The journey begins with ourselves. This is area number one of justice. When we come to the second area, justice with others. Be just to your wife. Why? Not because you are afraid of the judge in the superior court, or the cops, or 911. Because there is a bigger system of justice there. If you don't do good with your wife, and the wife does not do good with her husband, there is a bigger judiciary system, justice system. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. It would never escape God's attention. Nothing in the earth or in heaven. Nothing. Some people, they abuse their wives. He thinks that nobody is watching me, nobody is listening, nobody is reporting. So he thinks he has a sense of victory. But you are not victorious. God is going to hold you accountable. If you can cheat on the system here, you cannot cheat on the system there. There is a stronger system there. Same thing with some wives. And I'm going to speak about marital life tomorrow, Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. I'm going to speak of how we should treat our spouses. Marriage is important because God wants you to be with another human being, so you practice your mercy, your love, your compassion, your sacrifice with that human being. If you cannot practice these principles and ideals with the one who's with you in the same house, most likely you would not be able to practice it with someone who's outside the house. I can't imagine someone who's cruel to his family, then he can be merciful with his neighbors or with people across the street. Doesn't happen like that. Islam says if you have beauty, mercy, love, use it with your family first. Al-aqrabuna awla bil-ma'ruf. Once you succeed with your family, then give. If you have, you know, surplus, give it to others. So we have to be just with our families, with our children. Imam Zain al-Abidin has a beautiful thesis, Risalatul Huquq, one of the most beautiful theses of treaties of rights. This is before the United Nations Charter, Human Rights Charter. This is 1400 years ago. Risalat al-Huquq. He states 50 rights. Begins with Haqq Allah, the right of God upon you. You have to respect and uphold this right. The right of the prophet, the right of the imam, the right of your teacher, the right of your father, your mother, your brother, your neighbor, your wife, your son, your co-worker. People have rights. We have to respect these rights. We have to be just. And Islam teaches us that we have to practice justice ma'al barri wal fajr, with good people and bad people. Use your justice with both. Ma'al barri wal fajr. Some people say, I become good, you know, and honest with someone who prays 5 times a day. But if he does not pray, I'm going to steal his money. Some people say, well, if a shopkeeper, you know, is Muslim, I don't steal from him. But if he's not Muslim, I will steal because he doesn't worship God. No, this is wrong. This is wrong. Islam never said that if someone is Muslim, treat him good. If he's non-Muslim, treat him bad. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it in the Quran? Where is it in the Hadith? Islam says when it comes to people, don't discriminate. Don't divide them into, you know, this one is believer, so I be good with him. I don't mistreat him. And that one is does not believe in God, so I would mistreat him. No, this is wrong. People are people, humans, they are humans. We don't look at their religious identity. We don't even ask them about whether they believe or not. The story of the man who came to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim used to invite people to his house to eat food. One day nobody showed up. So he went to the road, he found someone passing by, he said to him, are you hungry? He said, yes, I'm hungry. He said, come to my house. That man did not know this is Ibrahim, the messenger of God. He came to his house. At the time of food, when the man took a bite to put in his mouth, Ibrahim said to him, Halla sammayt? Don't you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before you eat? The man said, who's Allah? I don't know who's God. What are you talking about? Ibrahim said, I'm sorry. I thought you are a believer in God. Had I known that you are a disbeliever, I wouldn't have invited you. And the man was holding the bite here, first bite. The man said, no, you don't have to be sorry. I'm not going to eat your food if you don't want me. He puts the food down and he leaves. Immediately, Jibreel descends upon Ibrahim with a threatening message from God. God says, Ya Ibrahim, what did you do? What did you do? This is violation of a human rights. This man is 50 years old. I've been giving him food and a drink. I never asked him about his religious identity. I never asked him whether you pray or you don't. I give to people whether they worship me or they don't worship me. Ya man yu'ti man sa'ala. Don't we read this dua? Ya man yu'ti man sa'ala. Oh, the Lord who gives to those who ask. Ya man yu'ti man lam yas'al. O the Lord who gives to those who don't even ask him, wa lam ya'raf. Even they don't know God, but still God gives. God gives. So Jibreel said, God says, Ibrahim, go after him, bring him back. Bring him back to your home and respect this man. Ibrahim left his house running after the man. Please, I'm sorry, come back. He said, why did you change your mind? A moment ago, I was kafir. You rejected me. He said, yes, true. But I changed my mind. He said, why did you change your mind? He said, the Lord that you did not recognize him, he sent after me and he reprimanded me and he threatened me because of you. The man said, oh, are you serious? He said, I am serious. I don't lie to you. He said, then your Lord, it means your Lord is merciful, compassionate. He says, yes, indeed. He said, if this is the case, أنا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أنك رسول الله. Some people think that we can bring people to Islam by giving them materials, books, which is good. Leaflets, books, you know, go to the Irvine Spectrum, give, you know, flowers and good, not bad, I'm not, you know. But the most effective way in bringing people is your akhlaq, your generosity. your love, your kindness. Even with people, I always say to our sisters and our brothers, even if someone insults you outside, don't insult him back. I know your pride would not allow you, I know. But this is why we fast. Why do we fast? Because of self-control. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ means self-control. You grow bigger self-control. So if someone insulted me, I say he doesn't know me. This is the seerah of the Prophet. The Prophet for 13 years, Quraysh, they insult him on daily basis. Every journey outside his house, he's being attacked. They throw rocks at him. They insult him. Sahir, Majnoon, magician, crazy, insane, this, that. He would say, Allahumma ihdi qawmi. He would never return violence with violence or curse with curse. He never. He returns curse with mercy. He says to his wife Khadija, لم أبعث لعاناً. I was not sent as a cause for curse on my ummah, on my community. وإنما بعثت رحمة للعالمين. I was sent as means of mercy. So I don't curse anyone. If someone curses you in the streets, don't curse him back. Say, I'm a Muslim. Say, I worship God. I'm connected to God. I'm different. My attitude is different. My behavior, my principles, my reaction should be different. This is how you attract people. Believe me. Rasulullah was able to bring people to Islam through his manners, akhlaq. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عظيم. I'll have mercy on you tonight, so I will stop now. You have to thank me because my desire says go on, continue another hour, but I have to stop it. So because tomorrow we're going to stay until Fajr, inshallah, from sunset Maghrib, because the Quran says salamun hiya hatta matla'il Fajr. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات تقبل منا أعمالنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وقرآننا ودعاءنا في هذا الشهر العظيم واجعلنا من عتقائك من النار ووحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا رب العالمين. And I ask you to recite special Surah Al-Fatiha for Dr. Rania Barakat, the wife of our honorable Yasser, and the mother of our honorable sister Noura, who's sitting among you, who passed 2 years ago. Yes, Yasser? 3 years? Subhanallah. So fast. Before the month of Ramadan. 10 days before the month of Ramadan. First day of Ramadan. Subhanallah. So please remember Dr. Rania Barakat with Surah Al-Fatiha مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين.